Now, we've spoken before about the struggles facing the men's shed organisation in Neenah, who for over a year and a half now have been trying to secure premises. Well, there's good news for the group who have finally been able to find a building. And Ali travelled up to Neenah to find out more about their new facility. She began by asking Mick White of the group how they found their new home.
We weren't in a suitable location at all. We had two tiny rooms in a building there on Kenya Street, and what was happening was new members were coming and realising that we didn't have room to do projects, to even run a course and stuff like that. So I said to the lads, look, we have to find another premises. So we sent a proposal to the Department of Transport and to Jack Chambers, the junior minister. We never got any response on that. That was to take over the building at the train station, which has been idle now for a long number of years. Our intention was to apply for LEADER funding and to bring the building up to code and to use it for a men's shed. So we never heard anything back about that. That was around this time last year, maybe April. So the lads were a small bit crestfallen, and then when that didn't happen, then we looked for 30,000 from the local enhancement, community recognition fund?
Yeah.
We looked for 30,000 to buy a yard, which was for sale in the centre of town. It would have been perfect for us. We could have put our own structure on it. We didn't. We got knocked there. The lads, again, were very disappointed. So I became aware of this premises that we're sitting in now. It used to be Fogarty's old hardware shop years ago. The rent was a bit off-putting, €1,066 a month. That's after hammering him down a small bit. That's including VAT. So I said, look, we're going to have to take a chance because we're not going anywhere where we are. And we kept, everybody was letting us down. The HSE were letting us down, the county council, telling us they didn't have any land or they didn't have this or they didn't have that. So we just had to take a chance, and it so far is working in our favour. Getting a good response from the community. At present, we're working with Sarah Smith. They help with they run the shoebox appeal every Christmas, and they at present they're out in Morocco. They're building a couple of houses out in Morocco, but they also help local groups and organisations. And so at the moment, we're taking in. If people are doing a clear out at home and they have items that could be sold, they're in good enough condition to sell, we're taking in all those items. Sarah Smith are going to take them from us. They're going to sell them and they'll give us the proceeds.
That's great. So that'll be part of your fundraising effort.
Yeah.
And we can come back to that in a minute, but I'm just wondering, I mean, a year and a half it took to find a new premises. How disappointing is that, given Neenah is a relatively big town, and like you said, you had identified a number of sites that you could potentially use, but it never kind of came to fruition. That must have been very disappointing.
It was. You know, there's only so much energy you have, and there's only so many refusals or disappointments that you can take. And there were times when I was when I felt like saying, you know what, F this, like I'm away. I just couldn't be bothered anymore, because it's just no. People were making promises. We were getting the famous line, "Oh, leave it with me," and it was left with them, because we didn't get a phone call back. You know, there was one guy in particular, a county councillor involved with numerous things around the town, never even rang us back. You know, leave it with me. So. Look, we had to take the bull by the horns ourselves. My hope is to put €13,000 into the bank in the next couple of months, which will be about a year's rent.
So that will give you a cushion then for the year, so you don't...
Exactly.
Because it's hefty enough, isn't it, for an organisation, a voluntary organisation, essentially, to have to come up with over €1,000 a month for rent.
It is. I mean, we had over €4,000 in the bank. We'd done a bit of fundraising along the way. We had a flag day. We got a few quid here and there. There's a sustainability grant to come soon. It's €3,000. That came down from... it came down from the government anyway. So that's hopefully going to become an annual thing. So that can be used for rent or insurance or electricity or whatever.
Yeah.
Look, we're looking for more members.
Mm.
And now that we have a premises, we don't have a workshop up and running yet. We're talking with NTDC. They've been huge. NTDC have been absolutely huge. Mike Ryan in particular, he works for NTDC. He's been assigned to help North Tipperary men's sheds, and he's done a huge amount of work.
Yeah.
And he's been a great support along the way, and he's helped us with grant applications and things like that.
Because you've been doing that up until now. I know you're only here just over a month, but that must be a huge reassurance anyway to have the kind of rent coming in from the subletting. How many groups are involved in that, in the subletting?
Well, at present we have one chap, Aidan Whelan. He's only here temporarily. He's waiting on another building to be made ready. He's running a kickboxing class for kids, and Order of Malta are going to come in. They're going to run training once a week. And they've been good enough to arrange to pay us the year's rent in advance, so that'll be another few quid in the account. And another lady on the phone to me the day before yesterday, inquiring about the building, and she would maybe want the building for maybe 3 hours once a week.
Yeah.
But we don't want to over sublet it either. Yeah. I said to the lads, look, we need to be able to use the building ourselves as well, because that's the whole point of getting the building, you know.
But it's nice to have it as a hub for other groups similar to yours.
Absolutely, because there's a shortage of space in the town as big as it is. You know, there's a shortage of communal spaces, indoor spaces. We have the Institute, we have the Pastoral Centre, we have the Scouts Hall. There isn't a whole lot other than that, you know. And the town has grown, the population has grown, so this will be a happy addition.
Yeah, and you'll need more flexible spaces like this. Ted, can I just ask you then, remind us of the great work that the Men's Shed do, not just here in Neenah, but kind of across the country.
Well, the Men's Shed is a strange organisation insofar as the lads that come here, we're all retired, basically, except this fella, you know. This fella, by the way, he has done major work to keep this going. If they come, for instance, we make window boxes and bird boxes, and I'm on the trail of something bigger than this for the project. When we do get a workshop outside, mm-hmm. I'm on the trail of a vintage tractor.
Wow.
So this will. I haven't told Mike this yet, but
surprise.
Sorry, Mike. But I am on the trail of it, and hopefully, if we got that, you see, that whole heap of lads can get around that and get their hands dirty and so on, and drink tea and discuss what we want to do next and so on and so on. It's just a place for lads. You see, I worked at the mine for 20 years. When you come up out of the mine, the first place to go, lads would go to, is the pub. Not to get drunk. Mm. Half of them would get drunk. The other half would be there just to listen for the crack, for the chat,
For
the company, yes, and to get just to talk to people. Because we're a little bit shy. You girls are okay. Well, you can get together and wow straight away. But we're a little bit shy to get moving, you know. And that makes a difference. Mm. It makes a hell of a difference, you know. And to come in and know all the guys and so on. And when a new member comes in, I ask them, what would you like to do? You know, what would you like? And some guys have outrageous ideas, but, you know, some guys just sit and make tea.
Yeah.
You know, read books. We're going to do a bit of cookery. You know, this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
This
is what it's about time for you, isn't it?
It is. It is, yeah. Well, I can boil water.
Good man. Well done.
And burn it.
And burn it. But it wasn't that the whole aspect of the Men's Shed, is that men speak shoulder to shoulder, women speak face to face. Is that still the idea?
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. See, we don't like to eyeball anybody at all, especially when we're telling yarns, you know. Because there's always a little, little bit of the truth in it, you see, and a whole lot of the rest, you know. So if you just listen to somebody just earwigged on the meeting here, it's gas. It's really gas. And then somebody bring up something totally different.
Yeah.
And it...
It'll segue
into swing round to that, you know, and so on. And everybody has little input. And I don't know. It's just a wonderful little organisation.
How many members have you now, Ted?
Well, we had, when we started up a year and a half ago, we had about 20, 25. But it dwindles away because people saw that we didn't have the place to do what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, now we have a wonderful place here, mm-hmm. I think. And if we can get the workshop out in the backyard here, mm. it'll be fantastic.
Sorry, you were saying then as well, part of the beauty of it is that people can come in and come out. I mean, it's not a big commitment.
No, there's very little commitment. Yeah. Very little. The commitment is try and get them here.
Yeah.
You know, that's our commitment.
The beauty of the Men's Shed, and Ted touched on it there, I came in here and I sat at the meeting and I spoke and someone shook my hand after the meeting and said, we appreciate you saying that. That's the camaraderie of the Men's Shed. That's how men talk. Like, we started off here last Thursday night having a cup of tea and a crack, a couple of the lads telling a few jokes and stuff, and everyone was having a great laugh. And then someone, and it often happens, and just last Thursday night it happened to be me, opened up and said, look, lads, this is how I'm feeling about A, B or C. And we pulled together. Mm. We pulled together. And that's the beauty of the Men's Shed. You know.
Mm. Tell me about the fundraising then going ahead. You were talking about Sarah Smith. If people want to donate, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact me probably, and we can meet them here at our premises. Sarah Smith will come periodically and they'll take... This place was full until Sunday. They came on Sunday in three big cars and they took everything that we had, and now stuff is starting to come again. So if anyone wants to donate any items that are sellable,
yeah,
they have to be in good enough condition to sell. We won't accept rubbish.
Yeah.
And there'll be no offence taken and there'll be no offence given, but we'll just say no because we don't have the means of getting rid of stuff that's rubbish. You know. Mm. We appreciate everybody that has reached out. I put a post on Facebook on Nina Community News page and the response was brilliant.
Great.
We got a freezer off one lady. We got a ball of stuff off her. We got a load of power tools. Her husband had passed away, unfortunately, and she didn't have any use for them, so yeah. She gave us all the power tools. So we got a big response.
That's brilliant. And then for men who are looking to maybe join or at least check it out, how can they do that?
We meet here every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. It's Fogarty's Old Hardware. It's across the road from the Creamery. It's a standalone building. You can't miss it. Just come around the back. Mm. And we'll be here, the door will be open. And look, we're only meeting on a Thursday night at present. We intend to... My hope is to bring in guest speakers to talk about subjects that the lads might benefit from or that they might be interested in. We have courses lined up. We have a wood carving course starting in April. Here, for every it'll be one morning a week for 4 weeks. It'll be 3 hours each morning. We have a Zimbabwean guy who comes in. He's fantastic. And you'll have a finished piece at the end of the 4 weeks to take home with you. We're organising a cookery course. We did a cookery course before. It was the best course we ever did.
Yeah.
We did it in the youth centre up there in John's Place. Did a professional kitchen there. The crack we had, and we had food going home in the evening.
Yeah.
And we she gave us the recipes and everything, and we really enjoyed it. It was the best course we did.
Great.
So we want to run more stuff that the lads would be interested in that'll keep them coming.
And we wish them the very, very best of luck indeed. The brand new Men's Shed in Nina. Thanks very much indeed to Ali.
Tipperary Women in Business on Tip FM. Funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip FM. And I'm delighted.